Collective welcomes you. Show countdown engaged. You now have 60 seconds to prepare yourself. Begin program.
Hey, hey, welcome back. We are the CP Eclectic Collective here with the creator of one of the greatest cons on planet Earth. Mike, how are you doing, brother?
Great, brother. I got my headset on. I'm ready to go.
Got to have some gamers around to work the audio here. So we're here with Mike, who is the creator of ICCC, which is an amazing sci-fi convention located in Nashville. You also have a store that's on, is it on Lebanon Road in Donelson?
Oh, goodness gracious, man. My wife works there. I don't know. I just drive there sometimes to bring her lunch. I don't even know how to run a computer here. Jim knows how to do more stuff in that store than I do.
You got a lot to attest to it.
This isn't like a joke. I don't know what I'm doing. It is 2549 Lebanon Pike in Nashville, Tennessee, 37214. How about that?
Yes.
Yes, please back visit the store. It's a great store if you looking for any kind of collectibles, mainly like you got a bunch of Star Wars in there. I know last time I was in there, I saw some X-Men, some G.I. Joe, all kinds of stuff. It's a great store. Visit it when you have some free time. But we're here to talk about, huh?
Go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go. I thought I heard you say something. Yeah, we're here to talk about ICCC coming in May. We're so excited. Every year it just gets bigger and better. So many good celebrities coming. We got a Rebels thing going on this year. Tell us about that, Mike.
Yeah, man. Well, what happened is, well, we're Star Wars nerds, you know. So anybody that is like really in deep with the Star Wars universe and watches stuff at 5 a.m. when it comes out and this, that, and the other, you guys that do podcasts about it and stuff. I mean, anybody. Anybody could have seen that Rebels is where it's going next.
We all know it.
Like, it's screaming it. And the funny thing is like, the big corporate con completely missed it. And that's because I don't think any of them are fans. But people were like, oh, how did you know? And it's like, I'm sitting there like, how did you not know?
Right.
You know?
Right.
But yeah, man. So I really wanted to lean into that. We had the Clone Wars last year. I like the reunions. Reunions are cool. People with a really cool poster can get all their things signed at once. And, you know, one thing I always see is people go around to these conventions with the posters and stuff, and they have to like unroll a poster, put it out, get it signed by one person, save it for 6 months, unroll a poster. Now, if you've ever seen a poster that I've gotten as a handout at any convention or anything, I mean, by the time I get home, it's got tattered ripped corners. I mean, it's impossible to keep them perfect. So this makes it really easy. You know, you walk in with your perfect picture and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you go put it in a steel box or whatever, and you're fine. But so I really like those kind of reunions. Plus, I really find that the actors and actresses, when they are in those kind of reunions and they get to see people they haven't seen for years. I mean, the last time these people were together, I think, was like 2015 or something.
Yeah.
That's a long time. So they get to all see each other, and then those old memories, they have their own form of nostalgia that happens, which brings out those characters in them. So it makes them much more, I don't know, it's so much more fun. That's what I try to do, is because, and as you guys can see, that Clone Wars trio, shoot, I know we were the first ones to do it, but after us, I mean, they've been to like 80, 90 shows. Everywhere. I mean, it's like a hit. So, you know, once everybody has the Rebels next year, you know where that came from.
Well, you know, it's amazing. You just saying that right there shows you that this con created is by a collector and a fan. You know,
oh, like, yeah, I mean, like,
corporate to collector. Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, you take that into consideration, not only for the fans, like, that come, they want to get it all done and not have to wait. You know, I know Micah had a friend last year, Ruck, who came to get a bunch of signatures. He's had a poster that he's had for years just to complete his run of signatures. And, like, that right there is a great example of, like, why this con is so considerate for the collector and the fan, not just for the, hey, we have these big, big, gigantic names, and they're affordable. That's the most – that is the greatest thing about this con is you make it affordable for the fan.
Well, we're all fans, and that's where it comes from. The whole reason why this convention started is because I didn't like the way that corporate conventions take advantage of the fans. They beat you up for $11 sodas. They beat you up for $1,000 VIP badges that don't get you anything. You're still standing in the line at their store for 12 hours with a $1,000 badge. I'd go insane. So those kind of things drove me so nuts that I just thought, why can't a convention still be? I mean, it's not profitable. You guys know I like never make any money. Everybody that volunteers for it volunteers for it doesn't make any money. Shoot, Jim works like 1,000 hours that weekend. He don't make a penny, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. But the reason
now we do it for the love.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's it. And the thing is, man, is you always hear, oh, you know what, this burger is better, or this cake is better, or whatever, and it's usually homemade, and it's usually made by somebody you know. And the reason why is because it's made with love. And that love can't be faked, it can't be built, it can't be pulled from somewhere else, it can't be a corporate thing that you put a name, a number on, and a QR code. It doesn't work like that. You make a plastic badge. And you make a plastic badge, even though it's 2024 and it's completely impossible to keep these as secure as possible, but you ship them out right before and you put yourself through the extra hassle, because before you even arrive at the show, you get a free collectible. And very few places do that anymore, and that's what we're about. If the toys and the people that we want to see create nostalgia in us, then why shouldn't the event create nostalgia in us? So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring it back to the way it was, where guest stars are treated like human beings instead of like steel box movie stars, where if a little kid wants to walk by the guest star room and click a picture with their phone, we're not going to like arrest them. Because like, you know, I don't understand why it's become like that. I had one guest star. It was a big, big guest star. And the writer was, they couldn't do a panel. And I said, well, all right, you know, I understand that. You know, some people don't like being on stage. I get it. No problem. And then they had to have a cave. Now, a cave, if you know what it is, if you've ever been to another convention that's like that, it's this big, long tunnel that crisscrosses and stuff. So no other human being except for the ones that give that guest star money can even see that guest star, can even visually see him. And that's wrong. If you don't want to be around your fans, I'm not going to have you at my convention. So I had a killer deal. They were begging to come. They are super duper monster and would have made my life easy 6 months ago. But I literally said no. Also, you said with the prices. Man, all right, there's one that has gone up so much that was £268 at the last convention that they were at just recently. And that autograph 2 years ago was $60. I'm not doing that to you. I'm not charging you $300 for something that's worth $60 just because they feel that they can get it now. You know what I mean? So the way I pick, you can look at the guest list of ICCCon every year and you can see who the people that love their fans are, who the people that treat their fans right are, and who the people that appreciate their fans. Shoot, Charlie Cox. Some people are like, well, why'd you get Charlie Cox? Number one, we're not a Star Wars convention, and that sure as heck proves it, because for some reason Shatner didn't make that clear enough year one. But but Charlie Cox, man, he's so wonderful. If you saw on Charlie Cox when Daredevil got canceled on Netflix, right? And then all the fans got behind it, and they hyped it, and they fought for it. And then all of a sudden, he got put into Spider-Man. And then all of a sudden, he got put into She-Hulk. And now he's got his own Disney Plus series with, like, two seasons guaranteed and stuff like that that he's currently taping right now. So, I mean, he's going to be taping on either side of the convention, too. So that's pretty cool. But nice. But he, if you look up articles of him, He'll say, you know, I realize that everything I am because of Daredevil is only because my fans cared so much for Daredevil. So I love to meet them. I love to know them. And those are the kind of people that I get. And that's why the experience trickles over into the hotels or into axe throwing with a stormtrooper or whatever you guys go do crazy at night when I go to sleep. but that's because those, the people I bring are the ones that already love their fans. And that's what's more important. It is much more important than meeting this one person who wants a cave. You know what I mean?
And, right.
Or being able to, you know, somebody that'll hoist a beer with you, you know? So
right.
That's what we're looking for. And that's why you really see, I mean, I don't go out there at the beginning of the year and I say, I want this guest list. And I go after it. I go, I want good people. And then also I did want the Rebels guest list. That's
yeah,
but they're all sweethearts, which totally worked out. So
that's awesome.
But yeah, I'm very, very excited about it. And
yeah, I mean, your autographs just dropped, and just dropped. I was looking at it. Yeah, just looking at it, and I was like, this is so affordable. Like, at most of the other cons, like this, to get the entire Rebels cast to sign whatever you want is so affordable. And the fans love that. That's one thing that this con will give to you. If like Mike didn't say it all, is when you come here, the price, there's no price gouging. It's what it should be. And I love that. That like, I was kind of hesitant when I was like, okay, I need to see how much these are going to cost me because I want to get the whole Rebels to sign all my action figures.
It's five people too, man.
It's five. Like, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be way too much money. I added it all up and I'm like, oh, this is 100% doable. this is easy. So one, as a fan, I'd like to thank you for that because that's amazing. You know, it's, I don't feel like I got to break the bank and I'm going to have this experience. I'm already like a little kid excited about, like, I get to meet all the Rebels that I love. So for that, thank you. And like, even Charlie Cox is affordable. I mean, if
how cheap is Charlie Cox's autograph?
Yeah, I mean,
for being
like,
Charlie
Cox,
man.
Right. If you were to go to D23, that thing would easily be $300. Easily.
Yeah, but I don't want to be man.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you need to, it's insane. Like, it blew me away. I was like, wow. Okay. Thanks, I was expecting that to be more, but
so
that I tip my hat to you. That's amazing.
So let's jump over. We've talked about the guests. let's get into where it's at now, because now we have Mike has a new venue for this. It's a much bigger, it's so beautiful. This is a great, I've been to this place. I've been to concert this place. Go ahead and tell us where the new venue is, man.
Well, it's so pretty, man. We were going to go downtown. We were going to go to the Music City Center. But you guys live around here locally. Would you rather be caught dead anywhere in the world than downtown?
No.
You know what I mean?
Like, not really.
I mean,
so the biggest problems with downtown, the cost for the fans is ridiculous. We can't bring any food, drink, anything. They don't even let you bring a sandwich in that place.
Really?
And their sodas are $11. Yeah. It's locked down, man. I can't even bring in food for VIPs or guest stars. I have to buy it from them. And I refuse to, like, hand over to somebody that I think is awesome a burger that looks like a daisy. I won't do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I gotcha.
And then you go and you look, and it's $45 to park. And God forbid you put in the wrong number on your license plate, they will boot you because I've had it happen and double charge you. And then the other problem is the hotels downtown, $650 a night, bare minimum. And there's no like a hotel. It's not like our convention center is weird. Did you notice that? It's like the only convention center I've ever seen that doesn't have a gigantic hotel touching it or attached to it. Like they're just all around downtown. It's really
weird. The Omni is the closest.
Exactly, and the Omni is a 5-star or 4-star hotel. I mean, how many nerds that are going to buy some toys or that care about the cost effectiveness of autographs are going to go buy a $1,000 a night hotel room at the Omni so they can see ducks walk into the fountain? You know what I mean?
It's,
So the other problem is it spreads. Like, we have this really cool thing that has happened organically in the ICCC is everybody just stays together and has fun all weekend. So if we would have done that downtown, it would have split everybody into 30 different hotels with 3 million tourists and bachelorette parties and everything, and you would lose that family feel. You know what I mean? You'd lose that place where we can all bring out our toys and buy, sell, trade. I've only been to one other room sale ever, and I'll be honest, it's at Celebration, and it is every single time Celebration happens, and every single time it's a pop-up in a random five-star hotel that immediately gets shut down by their security and everybody gets kicked out. It lasts like 20 minutes. And the thing is, it doesn't have to be like that if anybody does any planning at all. Luckily, we have Ryan Lemke, who totally took the reins of the room sales and does all that. I have nothing to do with the room sales at all. All that is organic. But the thing is I'm not going to take away the place where you can do that. And that's what downtown would have done. So now, long story short, too late. I looked everywhere and I was like, well, where else am I going to go? So I go out to a gun show, actually, at the Wilson County AG Expo Park, right? And I'm like, hey, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I go and there's this giant brand new building right in front of it. Like brand spanking new, beautiful, $80 bazillion. And I'm like, how is this possible? So I looked into it. They moved the Tennessee State Fair there. So there's a whole bunch of like government money that they just threw into this random place that's 275 acres in Lebanon. So it is like beautiful. Jim, you've been in there, man. It's gorgeous. Like every 6 feet on the floor is like this box, and you open up the box and there's plugs and there's water and there's Ethernet and we've never had a place like that. It's always like, hey, listen, cut 6 inches off the ATST because it won't fit under the chandelier, or like don't trip on the dirt from first year. You know what I mean? Like yeah, this place is like nice. Yeah. Yes. And so I was like, well, why not? You know, I'll try it. And it is more expensive than the Sheraton, but it's so much bigger. So I had, you know me, if you give me the space, I'll put something in it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
go big or go home. That's Mike's motto.
That's the game, man.
So I wanted to elaborate on, you know, just the atmosphere and the family feel of this whole thing, because ever since we've been doing it and you gave us, you know, the podcast room to try to build something with it. And now we've got, you know, we've made so many friends with shows and content creators that we are now getting to see year after year. And it's become a family reunion just in our room alone. Just with all of us getting, because we stay in communication throughout the year, we go on each other's shows, and you know, we keep talking about this and just how much fun we always have every year at this convention. And then when the convention happens, you know, you talk about, you know, working a gazillion hours, it doesn't feel like work to me, because it just feels like a family function, and we just have so much fun during the whole thing. And it's just an amazing atmosphere all weekend long.
I love that, man. That's my favorite.
I honestly wish you would extend it one more day. Let's just go 4 days.
Do you know what? Dude, to tell you the truth, man.
Get the product started.
We can do that by next year. The reason why we'll have to do it is because, as much as I love the VIP idea of only 350 people with an entire full working convention on a Friday, it totally loses me a day. And the thing is, the guest star price isn't any different. You know what I mean?
Yes, so right.
I'm getting creamed over here, guys. So enjoy VIP the way it is right now. I think I'm going to be able to keep it, but it might have to be on a Thursday.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because
Most do, like LexiCon does that, don't they? They do their VIP on Thursday, and then
do they?
Friday,
all right. That's cool. I was thinking about it, kicking it around, just because Friday's a big day, and we, instead of 10,000 people walking through the door, we have 350. So
it hurts. You know, go along with that. Not only do we get to make friends, not because, you know, we're working in the convention, but as a fan coming to the convention, there is so much that you can be a part of. It's not that like you said earlier, you don't have to be a Star Wars fan, but if you are a Star Wars fan, there is so much to do there. But last year there was a room where you could be an Aliens fan, or you can be a Halo fan, or you can be a Dungeons and Dragons fan. You could be a fan of, this is why we as a podcast love this con, because it is eclectic. There is so much that you can be a part of in this one convention that it's not singular to one fandom. It has so many different fandoms. So if you were looking, anybody out there listening, if you were looking for a convention to come, make a friend, build a community, or become a part of a community that already exists, this is where to come, because there is so much to find. You know, like last year, just personally, I found a group that was all about patches. Just patches. Yeah. Like they come to this con because there was a patch hunt and they heard about this patch. This is all they were about. Patches. Like something I have never heard of. Like, I was like, all right, this is
I've got that one. Yep. Yep.
So this is like this was a big draw, and that was just one tiny thing in this huge pond of fandom. So like that is one thing I love about ICCC, is just the inclusiveness, and like just so much that you can be a part of. And you know what? You could go in a Star Wars fan. You might come out. I don't know. Like you might jump into something and be like, you know what? I've never played Dungeons and Dragons. Let me sit down and see what this is about. And then you come out and then you go to your nearest Dungeons and Dragons place and buy everything because you want to be a part of the group next year. So, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But I mean, at this convention, you're going to sit down and play a Dungeons and Dragons game with one of the co-creators of the game.
There's those perks too. Yeah.
I mean, there's holy cow. I mean, our kids sat down and played a game with him, and it was amazing. They loved every second of that. And that's another thing, too. Yeah. We're actually, this convention has allowed us to not just from us, but from the community, train and teach our children how to be collectors. Our kids are learning at this convention every year. So
I want to say to all the people listening out there, we're not paid by Mike to actually say this. We were fans.
No, not at all. He actually paid me for the hat he's wearing.
Yes, we did.
And me and Micah gave me
this free t-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah. That was free. I get free stuff.
We were there at your very first ICCC with William Shatner. We were there. We weren't there as a podcast.
No, we were just there as fans.
Yeah, and we came as fans the first year.
We loved every second of it. And then we started connecting, and you know, now we're in the process of your building, and we love every second of it. And we love to see what's coming next. And now it's a much bigger thing. And
and you guys got your own building now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah,
it's insane. Like the way that
you're gonna be able to fit a lot more stuff.
Yes.
Plus, then you can wear your earphones and not have people talking around you, because that's a thing.
And Mike, I'd like to say from us, thank you for giving us that room and letting us do what we do with the podcast room. Because one of my favorite memories from last year was a girl, I think her name was Melissa, I'm not 100% sure. She was from Michigan, and she came down to see the con because she said she didn't have enough money to go to Celebration that year because it was in Anaheim. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they kind of moved the date from August to May, and so it kind of screwed with a lot of people. So she came down to the con and was in the podcast room talking, and Anna Graves from Clone Wars was in the room. And she was a huge
million video games. Yeah.
Yeah. She was in the room.
I got a good story for you after this about that.
Okay.
About my blind sides.
Okay.
And in the room, Anna came down the stairs and she was like, can I ask her a question? I'm like, you know, I don't know. And your security said, yeah, it's fine. And she went over and she said that it was the best time of her life that she ever had, that she had got to have a personal conversation with Anna Graves. And then Anna came back the next day and we let her on the podcast with us sit and ask her questions, and it just blew her away. And she said that was my favorite moment I've ever had at a convention. And just for us to be able to make that happen for her, that she was able to talk to her favorite character in Star Wars, was just it brought me to tears. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe we were able to do this for her.
And all she had to do was just sit there and do what she loved, and we handled everything for her, and she walked away with a thumb drive of a produced show for her that she could walk away and do with whatever she wished.
But we like made a dream come true for her because you let us do that. It's just insane. Yeah, it was an awesome memory.
You're sitting there thanking me for having the space or letting you guys run the podcast room at ICCC, but I thank you, man. This is how ICCC grows. Jim is really in the back end there because he's on the leadership team and stuff, so he really sees all the back end. But there's all of us are only in it because we're nerds. What ends up happening is somebody happens to be, like, for example, my convention manager. I got Philip. The reason why I got Philip as the convention manager is because I was doing a podcast many years ago. I said, I rented a giant 178,000 square foot venue, and I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to fill it with movie stars. And Philip wrote me, and he goes, well, man, you know, I've been listening to your podcast for years. I was wondering if you could use some help because I'm the convention manager for the Rotary Clubs of America when they do conventions. And I was like, heck yeah, man. And then Jim came to me. Jim was like, what was it? Have you ever thought about doing a podcast room or something? He says, and I'm like, yeah, sure. And then you guys had me. Remember that podcast we did it in? Whose house was it? Jim's or Micah's?
It was Micah's. It was Micah's house.
Micah's. Mine. And there were like these 12 dudes sitting around a table with probably $8 billion worth of tech in front of them. And I said, yeah, sure, dude, that'd be great. And then you guys run with it. Honestly, man, all we're looking for is we're looking for fans that are passionate about what they do. And we let them run with it. And we're looking for people that stay clean, man, PG. Like you said before, it's a place where you can teach your kids how to collect and stuff like that. It's a place that's good for kids and safe for kids. There's enough, you know, racy stuff on TV at 3 p.m. We don't need that. There doesn't have to be, you know, naked posters and stuff. I mean, go get that somewhere else. There's plenty of places. Yeah. This place is about, like, wholesomeness and goodness and these people on the leadership team and the people that have taken sections of this, whether it's Dave with the Dungeons and Dragons or Justin with the video games or Jim with the podcast room, they take something that they're already passionate about and then they put that love into it, which makes a product that is just better than everybody else's. And it's not something tangible. It's not a reason. It's not a why. It's just love. It's crazy, man. It's crazy to see. And it keeps happening. And, like, whenever we lose anybody that doesn't do it anymore and then we get somebody else that, like, it's because that person wasn't passionate and they were in it for the payday, which never comes. But if it did come, man, then, yes, our Daredevil autograph would be $300. And I'm not going to be that guy because that's – I'm not going to be that guy. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you say, you know, the payday never comes. But for me, the payday doesn't always have to be money. Like I said, that story I just told you, that was the payday for that whole weekend for me. I was like, it's not about, you know, what can I get? It's like, what can I give?
Need people like that. And there are, I know you, to you, man, it comes naturally and you feel that's natural, but there's very few people in today's day and age that are like that. So that's why you say, thank you for the space. I go, thank you for being exactly what I needed for that space. You're perfect. So, yes, those kind of stories, the sheer fact that you let somebody talk to a guest star and then made them a copy to take home with them to make that magic, to make that memory, is exactly the reason why you are the exact right people for exactly what you do at ICCCon. And that's how it works, man. If you can go that extra step, you know, and the only way you go that extra step is if you care. If you're doing a job, you never go the extra step. You do exactly what you're told to do.
And we appreciate the opportunity to create the experience because that's what it's about is the experience. And that's like when you walk into the door, not only when you walk into the door, but waiting in line to get in, like, because, you know, you have the fans that are there 2 hours beforehand because they're excited to get into ICCC. They're all about it. We get out there, we film, we get out there and, you know, talk to the fans and, you know, we make it an experience from the moment you're waiting in line to the moment you walk through the door. There's an experience to be had somewhere on the floor. And now you have so much more acreage to experience things. And so, and for anybody out there that's listening right now, I don't know if hotels have sold out. I didn't have that information.
There's about 35 rooms left at the Hampton where we have 4 host hotels this year instead of 1 and we're almost sold out.
But, and there's
lots of other nice hotels in the area too. I just, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're We're on fire, guys. That's what's happening.
Nice.
That's well, awesome. being someone that lives near Lebanon, I'm in Mount Juliet right now, so I'm very grateful that I'm right down the road from this
company. Yep. So,
which reminds me, Matt, I'm going to need to stay with you for the weekend.
Yeah. There's hotels in Mount Juliet. There's hotels in Lebanon, and then you get up, it's, you know, right there between, you have the Khan. So there's hotels that are surrounding it, but also there's grounds that if you have an RV and you want to do the RV thing, you can come and park your RV, stay the weekend. there's so many places that you could stay. There's so many places that you can eat. So let me ask this too, because it's not just in the past, and I don't like assuming, so I'm going to go ahead and ask. In the past, it's not just been the 10 to 6 con. So can we expect any after hours con experiences?
Oh, yeah, man. Actually, at the host hotels, there's a whole bunch of stuff. At the host hotels, though, just to speak on them, there's some meeting rooms. And in those meeting rooms, there's going to be a circus-type show that's going on. There's a couple of the Star Wars collecting groups that have rented rooms. They also do the room sales, which usually take place Friday night, but sometimes it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday night.
right.
And what I did is I try to look at what the needs are, even if it's not directly part of the convention. One of the needs were, even though we had a giant 4-star hotel, it didn't have enough lobby space. The lobby was massive, but we had so many people. And they like to buy, sell, and trade. So if you went down to that lobby during room sales last year, I remember I came home with Taco Bell to get up to my room. It took me 45 minutes to get to the front door of the lobby to the elevator. And granted, a lot of people say, hey, Mike, how you doing? You know, but still, it was like, it was insane how many people were there last year. I've never seen that many people in one building in my life. It was crazy. So I wanted to get you guys more space. So I got these two hotels. Since you're in Mount Juliet, you would know. They're really, really nice and new, but the Hilton Garden Inn and the True that are actually connected, and they split this, like, the world's most gigantic lobby. It's just gigantic. And tons of tables, tons of chairs, tons of places to set out toys. So that's what we try to do there. And then we also have the Courtyard by Marriott, which is where I'll stay, and that way I can walk in the door and go to sleep. instead of it being chaos and party central. And then we also have the Hampton Inn and Suites, which is actually the only one with any rooms left, but it doesn't have a bar. So if you're looking for just a family place with no bar, that place we have as well. So we made sure to get three different sets of hotels, even though it's four hotels, but three different types of hotels so we can cater to each person, because we don't want to tell you how to collect. We don't want to tell you how to play. We don't want to tell you how to be a fan. We don't want to tell you how to live. We don't want to tell you you got to party all night if you want to go to a convention. Hey, if you're an early bed, early to rise guy like me, go to the Courtyard. If you're with a family, go to the Hampton. And the reason why is because the Hampton has a little bit bigger rooms, because it's Hampton and it's Suites, so you got more room for the kids. And also it has a Buffalo Wild Wings literally practically touching it, like, I mean, ooh, 10 yards. So with a family, what's a good inexpensive place to go get food? Buffalo Wild Wings, you know what I mean? And then for all the partiers, there's a Waffle House right next door. And then between the party hotels, the only thing between the Marriott, the Courtyard by Marriott, and those two big hotels with the big lobby is a giant liquor store. So I really tried to pick out the best place that would really cater to everybody's fandom, because I'm not trying to stifle you. As soon as I let you guys go, beautiful things happen. It's not about me telling you what to do or planning it. It's just beautiful. But speaking of planning, I did get some giant ADA compliant buses. so they will drive you back and forth. Yeah, they'll drive you back and forth from the hotel to the convention. And then after the convention is over, 6 p.m. on, they will bring you downtown and bring you back until midnight. Because number one, I want to make it an entire inclusive experience. So downtown Nashville just happens to be our downtown Disney. What we're going to do is also, I want everybody to have fun, and I respect everybody's right to have fun. I respect everybody's right to have a drink and stuff like that. But I feel with drinks being sold on site and drinks being pretty much the standard of, like, breathing in downtown Nashville, it would be better if I just, you know, get on the bus. Just don't drive. Don't drive. Mm-hmm. Yes. Get on the bus. Go have fun. Make sure you're safe. I want to see you tomorrow. You know what I mean? And I want to see you next year and 10 years from now. So for an extra, you know, it's expensive, but they're really cool buses. Wait till you see them. But for that extra money.
Can you put a price on a life, though? No, you can't.
No, not at all. No. But that's what I mean. I mean, for that extra money there, it's something that we can offer that can make it 1,000,000,000% safe. You know what I mean? That's what we're always trying to do. People always look at me and they go, wow, you got a lot of security. And yes, we do. And it's not required. Literally, to throw a convention, you need to buy a insurance policy that's like $3,000 and not have any security. I don't. That's why you go to giant corporate conventions with 150,000 people and they're not checking badges or bags.
Right.
It doesn't happen at ICCC. And the reason why is because even though I'm covered, if anything were ever bad to happen, my mental state is not covered. It would affect me. Right. I'm not like this corporate monster machine that doesn't care. I care. Right. So that's why there's buses for the hotels. But yeah, go nuts. The hotels are cool. They all know what we're doing. They're totally ready to receive. There are good bars. There's good restaurants. Mount Juliet, you know, because you live there. Man, it is like brand new everything, completely up and coming. And if you come in early, right across the street is a movie theater, and there is supposed to be some kind of Return of the Jedi thing for 40th anniversary, which also happens to fall on the Thursday before the show. Now, everybody also thinks, how did you ever think of that? And it's like, dude, I'm a Star Wars nerd.
Yes.
Like, I know when Return of the Jedi came out, man. It's not brain surgery. Like,
speaking of, you know, since we, you know, jumped into the 40th anniversary, Ian McDiarmid is going to be at Triple C. So you know what you could do? Thursday night, go see Return of the Jedi. Go grab your Emperor Palpatine figure. Come to Triple C and get it signed for the 40th anniversary. I already got my 40th. I got the old collector's edition 40th, or not 40th, Return of the Jedi magazine from the 80s. I'm gonna get signed, so I'm really excited about that. So is there the after hours con and some music this year?
Oh yeah, music. Well, what's gonna happen is, because we don't want to infringe on room sales, so what we're gonna do, because room sales are Friday night, that's when they have them. They have nothing to do with us, but we also don't want to be that guy. There's also going to be like the circus going on and stuff over at the hotels. But for music, we have live music all day, three different stages. It'll be transferring in and out. We also have a circus on site on another stage. We also have the main stage, which is separate from all these stages, which is be where the panels are and stuff like that. It's inside a big building. As far as the late night thing, the reason why we didn't push to the late night thing is because if we got in a headliner for a musical guest, like a, I don't know, Blink 182 or whatever, what would have had to happen is we would have had to allow in general public and sell for general public, because they're so expensive, man. Bands are just so expensive. It's a whole different game. But if we did allow general public, which would bring in people, it would end up... All right, you guys walk around ICCC and everybody that's there, we're not exclusive at all, or we don't push anybody away, but everybody that's there is like happy-go-lucky and hanging out. If you throw a rock concert in the middle of the night, you get a different crowd. We have to figure out how to really do that. But what I did, just to be a little bit crazy, and now this isn't 100,000,000,000% official, but I'll exclusively tell you guys, since you're the exclusive podcast performers for ICCC. what is happening is, because, all right, remember how you said before, it's just like fun and it's not really a convention, it doesn't like fit into that box. So I'm going to put a giant demolition derby on Sunday night or Saturday night, so we can see a bunch of cars crash into each other and stuff.
Oh,
like that.
Wow.
Because I think that's super fun to watch. But I'm waiting on the insurance policy. So if I can't get the insurance policy, because they want a $10 million policy and it's like pulling teeth, but I'll get it. I'm just, we're this close.
Wow.
But I do have the webpage built. I just can't release it until I, you know, I have insurance.
That's all.
But yeah.
Will the con men be there at least? Are they coming back?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The con men are coming as well. Jeffrey Cantor and Steven Constantino. We even have more of our guest stars that wanted to play because our music side of ICC Con, because we've always had live music, which 90% of the cons out there don't have. But we're Music City. We got to. It's like, you know, you go get a... I go to Publix during Christmas and somebody's like...
somebody's like singing.
Something on a grand piano or something. Like at a grocery store. It's bonkers. Yep. So we always do that music thing and people really love it. Because see, we create this, as you guys were saying, this family community chill aspect. So you'll have a band playing right there and then you'll have the food right there and you'll be eating the food and having a beer or whatever and hanging out with a bunch of people. And then you can go do the con for a while and then maybe you go around the historic village where I got this entire historic village where you can go take cosplay photos or you can learn about... making a broom or goats or World War II or how a school was in the 1820s. Or if you happen to be a Marshall cosplayer, you can literally get the best photos in the history of the world.
That's awesome.
Right behind it. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's all over the place, but it's all about the experience. It's all about the fun. So I think of things like this. I go, would it be fun? And is it family friendly? And as long as it checks those boxes, I'm happy to have it. So you walk past our historic village where there'll be like an Americana band on the back of the general store stage where you like sit on the sideways trees like the Renaissance fair, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you walk through the tiny town and you go check all that out. Maybe get a fried bologna sandwich on the bread they make at the first Cracker Barrel ever that happens to be down the road. And then you go through the tiny town and then there's a train museum. And there was a train museum, and I said, how much is that train museum? And they said, well, it's this much, and it takes this many people to run it. And I'll say, take it. So we got a train museum, but it has, like, really awesome trains in there. So if trains is your thing, trains has never been my collectible, but it's a massive collectible. People love it. If trains is your thing, we got trains. And then you go walk around, and then you go around the back here, and then you come around the back, and that's where you'll be at the helicopter. So I didn't tell you that yet. I got a helicopter. No. And they'll do helicopter rides, so you can go flying around in a helicopter. Because that's fun too, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's amazing.
So then you come. Yeah, man. It's just
you never seem to amaze me. Like, oh my god! You did the
then you come off the helicopter ride. Yeah. Get exactly. Well, I thought it would be really cool if we could like have the Emperor fly in on the chopper or something. You know, I don't know.
Oh wow!
But yeah, you can get your helicopter rides there, and then once you're done with your helicopter ride, you hop off and you walk back towards the venue, and then there'll be a whole bunch of food trucks because I finally got a venue that allows food trucks.
Thank you.
So we're gonna have beautiful foods from all over the world. Even the VIP, we're swapping out the regular VIP barbecue and food and stuff like that, and we're bringing in a food truck exclusively for VIP on Saturday and on Sunday, and you'll be able to eat your stuff off the food truck, pick your own things. You could walk through, pick different food trucks, then you walk down, you see another band, you go catch the live stream with you guys, the audio live stream in the podcast building. Then you go over to the video game building and you play some video games, maybe win a PS5 or I don't know. We even have a Smash Brothers tournament, and I don't like Smash Brothers personally. So, but I guess it's a huge thing. I find it confusing. But then you go down and you got the table games where you can learn how to play D&D or play Magic or whatever. And then you get back to the building, and there is the big, beautiful venue that has four times the amount of tables we've ever had, and there's 11 of those left. So even if I've got to put like a car instead of the 11 tables, but they'll sell. We're still, a month and a half out?
Yeah,
but,
they'll sell.
It's crazy. The amount of tables, the amount of space, the amount of things is so much more than last year. I would say this convention is five times bigger than it was last year.
So excited.
That's just because last year we had to stop selling tickets because it sold out. We absolutely peaked at our last facility. There was nothing more I could have fit in that building. I don't think I could have fit a hamster in that building.
I remember on Saturday you came in just to check up on us in the podcast room, make sure we had enough tables and chairs, and I was looking out the window and you're like let me see, and the line was wrapped around the building just to buy tickets, not just to get in the building but to buy tickets. I was like Mike, did you see this? What is this line?
Believe me, I saw it.
You were like, that's the ticket line, bro. I hope I can get them all. Mike literally said, this is what Mike said to me, I hope I can get every single one of them in.
Yep.
But and I don't know, because we already sold a lot.
It was crazy. Well, that's the thing, man, is people don't think to buy the tickets online sometimes. And it's so much easier and so much better. Buy your tickets online, please, folks. I mean, you have to have a physical transaction for tickets on site. It takes forever.
Yeah, so so for that, if you're watching us on YouTube right now, if you look below me right now, your bottom left, you'll see the you'll see the website to go get it. But Mike, if you would tell everybody how, if they're just listening to the audio version, how do they go get their tickets and book their hotel?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to icnashville.com, everything's right there. It'll have a link to the host hotels. It'll also have a link to the tickets. It'll also have a link to the vendor tables, anything else. Also, it'll have all the news and announcements, current news and announcements. We make blog posts and then share them out through social media with new announcements. So that's definitely the quickest way to find out what new is happening. You can always follow us at ICCC Nashville, and you can go to the website icnashville.com. It's really simple. And what else? I don't know. You can find me, Michael Haven, Star Wars. I'm all over the place. Just Google that, and I'll show up.
Well, there you go. You have the place to go to get your tickets. You have the place to get your hotel. You have you can follow the website. You can follow his social media.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being on our show. For all those that are out there, and I just want to speak to the people out there that, you know, that suffer from anxiety and stuff like this, and that are still thinking about coming to their first con. If there was a con to ease into cons and meet people and connect and learn how to be a part of the community, this is the con. And I'm not paid to say that. I'm just speaking as someone who works with that every single day. This is a con to come in. If you have never been a part of a con, or if you've always wanted to find that community that you want to be a part of, this is the con to come to. So, you know, and you can come to us. You can come to Mike. Mike will help you in, help you fit into that community, or help you find that community, or he has provided the space to find the community. So if there's a con to come to, this is the con to come to. And it's much bigger, a lot more space, a lot more community to find. So ICCC, May 26th through the 28th, come out a day early. There is a lot of stuff to do around Lebanon. Just speaking from someone who lives there, May 26th through the 28th, get your tickets. Vendors out there who are looking for a con to come out, he said he still has 11 tables left. Get in, get your table. This is a great con to be a part of, because you're going to come back every single year. I want to do a little shout out also to the other podcasts that join us every year. Rule the Galaxy, Flynn Hendricks, Mike the Mike Guy,
Duchess of Darksaber Light, Back of the Cereal Box.
We look forward to seeing you this year. We look forward to bigger and, you know, incredible experience that we get to every year. We look forward to this, Mike. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And we are
Thanks for coming, man. Thanks for supporting it.
Yeah, we're so privileged to be a part of this growing con. So everybody out there, again, I'm going to say the dates, May 26th through the 28th. Get your tickets. We look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you for being a part of our show. Please visit ecpctv.com for information about our show and how to follow us on this epic journey. Stay eclectic. End program.